Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, you're up early.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Are you awake?
I need some time to process that.
It's too early to be disappointed.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
And why are you here?
What do you have to tell me?
Thanksgiving's coming up and I got a lot of special stuff in the works.
Duh.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't every day be Thanksgiving?
Okay, I've had enough fun for one day.
Let's get this party started.
Enjoy the show. All right, let's kick it off. Mike and Carla, Morning Show, waking you up with our producer, Morty. It's Tuesday morning, Carla, 6:04.
Yes, Mike, it is. And what, it's Thanksgiving Eve, is it?
Huh? Yes.
What were the pilgrims doing about now? What do you think?
Couple of days before the big feast.
Yeah.
Probably, I would think, working hard, gathering up all the harvest.
Yeah. Thawing the turkey.
Thawing the turkey.
Making sure that Mama Pilgrim on Thursday, halfway through the meal, doesn't say, oh, geez, the cranberries.
You know.
Because we always forget the cranberries.
Dad filling the canister full of oil because he was going to fry the turkey and
whatever. Yeah, it's hot dogs and whiskey. Just enjoy it, okay?
Weenies and whiskey.
That's what I think the first Thanksgiving meal truly was. Just hot dogs, whiskey, and boat wine.
You know what? That would have been fine with me. Just hungry.
Yeah.
I just want to
eat. And this buckle hat is really heavy. I can't. Oh, man. Wow. Sheesh.
Well, there's so many options now. There are so many. I don't even know how many ways there are to prepare a turkey anymore.
But there's turkey. It was funny on Facebook Live. I had said, because I'm not a big. Turkey's fine.
Right.
Me, I'd rather have chicken or I love game hens.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people saying, oh, we do those every year now. We do like Cornish hens. And I mentioned something real quick, and I'm going to throw this out there. Do you guys know what aspic is?
No.
No.
Okay, look it up. And everybody listening, look it up.
Oh, no.
I went to a Thanksgiving like 10 years ago, and they had aspic. And I mentioned it, and some of the people on Facebook Live knew what it was and were like, oh!
Well, if you can help us out, 702-739-9636. Sunshine today with a chance of rain tomorrow and on Thanksgiving, possibly even snow. High today and tomorrow, 52. It's about 43 outside that right now. And Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Filming on the new Batman has been halted for a while because somebody's not eating enough.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk about that plus some other stories after Blondie, Heart of Glass.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So filming on the new Batman movie has allegedly been delayed because Robert Pattinson is having trouble bulking up to play Batman. Now, you know, people who are on set, they say that it's impossible for him to get real bulky because he's really slight. You know, he's not a big guy. But other people are saying it's pretty funny that you know, it's like, well, maybe if we give him a few more days, you know, or a couple more weeks, he's not going to bulk up the way, you know, somebody else could bulk up. And one of the people close to the production said, you know what? People have to accept that they might have a skinny Batman this time and just deal with it.
So the suit just hangs on him and he can't fill it out. And
You can do that with, you know, the suit. I don't know what type of suit they'll have on him, but you can kind of make it look
that
way. Well,
didn't he know he was going to do this?
Yeah,
he does.
He does, but they hired him. He's not a big guy. It's like hiring, you know, Tom Cruise can't bulk up either. I mean, he's a little guy, you know?
He can't get bigger.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, and with all the technology now, really, you can't bulk him up. Robert De Niro is like 40 years younger in this new movie.
That's true.
Yeah, but it does crack me up because they're, well, let's bulk him up. Like, you hired him, though, you know? You hired him. I actually think he'll be pretty good in this role. I don't know. He's just dark enough, you know?
It comes down to the voice.
That's
true. Well, you know what? If Michael Keaton could do it, I mean, after, you know what, we've seen Michael Keaton, and I thought he was really good.
I thought Michael Keaton made a great Batman.
He was my favorite. And George Clooney was the cutest. But Selena Gomez. So we all heard that performance yesterday. A lot of people said, what the heck happened?
Yeah.
Now, she has not said it, but friends have said that she suffered a pretty bad panic attack before going on stage because she has not performed in about 2 years. She hasn't performed live.
Maybe.
You know, went through the kidney transplant, all of that stuff. But apparently she was really, really nervous. And it showed. I mean, sadly, it did.
I actually watched the AMAs last night. I retaped it. And I thought she did it on purpose.
Yeah. Because of the lyric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she did it
on
purpose.
That's what I would have said if I were her. Hello, you guys.
Please.
Did you listen to the lyrics?
I'm Selena Gomez.
Man alive. And now listen, I don't even know if we're having a holiday party or if we're getting a DJ or a band, but Paul McCartney, he performed at his wife's holiday office party this past Saturday.
Seriously?
No joke.
Wow.
In Jersey City. Did a few, you know, his stuff.
Yeah.
Some Beatles songs dedicated. I saw her standing there to her at her Christmas party. So, I know. And a big happy birthday. Big happy birthday. Turning 80 years old today. Tina Turner, baby. Tina Turner. 80 years old. I don't know who out there was able to see her along the way. I saw her twice. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. And when she said, "This is my farewell tour," that was it.
Done.
That was it. That
Done.
Was like 20 years ago. And I thought, oh, she'll do something.
Yeah.
You know, I went to see her, but I thought, oh, whatever. Nope. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Happy birthday, Tina.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
80.
80 years old.
80 years old today.
And her legs still look 40.
That is amazing.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, by the way, I want everybody to know that today is the final day to qualify for the $5,000 we have to give away. And wham, from Dollar Loan Center, we do that tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. But all day today will be your last chance to pick up the $100 to put in your pocket and qualify for the grand prize. Your first chance to win in less than 2 hours from now. All the details about Wham on our website, 96.3kklz.com. We were talking about aspic.
Yeah.
Linda, what is it?
I'm thinking it's some kind of decoration on a rich person's table that's meant to be looked at but not eaten.
Oh, well, guess what? Marty, tell them what aspic is.
Oh, it's a savory jelly made with... Oh, my gosh.
You can't even get
like
through the description.
Yeah. Made with meat stock, set in a mold, and used to contain pieces of meat, seafood, or eggs. So basically, you just put your meal in gelatin and you...
Yeah. Now, some people will put some people will put some fruit in there as well. But it's like this, I call it... a gelatinous goo with food in it.
Oh,
and it's layered.
Yeah, it's layered. It looks pretty.
It's layered.
But it's not.
And you went to somebody's house that served that.
Yes, and it was about 8-10 years ago, and I tried it, and I couldn't. Yeah.
Not even for $1 million?
Oh, yeah, I'd eat it for a million.
Maybe I would do that. One I'd do.
No
for
question.
For a billion, yeah.
Okay, well, if somebody's going to a house where they're serving up the aspic, might want to bring a little snack bag or something.
Just don't feel offended if you bring it and no one eats it.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Phil Collins.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy! Yeah!
96.3 KKLZ.
So now that we know to stay away from aspic, we were talking about, and I had mentioned, there's so many different ways to prepare a turkey.
Yes.
And one of the ways is frying the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people take pride in frying the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had a GM here who every Thanksgiving would actually fry a turkey the week of Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we'd have a big potluck.
Bring it
on
in.
He had the chef hat on and the apron, and he would do it outside the building, of course, which they tell you to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't do it inside.
No, you don't do it inside, dear God. Gallons of oil boiling.
And if you do, they say you have to be careful frying a turkey.
Yep.
Just putting it in there.
Yeah. Well, here's a woman filming her husband's first time using a turkey fryer. And,
boy.
Listen to, well, it says it all. Just listen.
First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Get inside right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Apparently, it was kind of as he was putting it in, and she kind of froze and just sat there looking at it. Oh, he just goes all dad.
Get inside right now.
Okay.
I think that's the dad voice right there.
I know.
Thanksgiving or not.
Mom, get inside right now.
I know. Mom, get inside.
Yes.
Get inside.
And all she can say is,
oh my God.
That sounds like me.
It does.
That sounds like the same lady.
If you were married and we came over, Morty and I came over for Thanksgiving, yeah, we would hear this.
First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Stay inside. Right. Get inside right now.
Oh my God. Will you relax?
Well, we're just trying to keep the kids healthy and safe.
Yes. You're the one who wanted to fry the turkey.
Yes. Just be careful.
Yes.
However you prepare your turkey.
Yeah.
I guess that would be the line, is just be careful. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, it is.
Make sure you have all the stuff for your table for Thanksgiving, all the side dishes.
Yes, the turkey should be thawing on the bottom shelf, by the way. Not on the top shelf,
no.
The bottom shelf.
Bottom shelf.
Make sure you have all your pots and pans ready to go.
Jody is so excited because for her birthday, I got her a double oven.
Oh, yes.
And she's wanted it for so long. So this Thanksgiving, you know, we didn't expect as many people over. We just had a new grandchild, and,
right,
and so we weren't sure if my daughter Kelly and her family were going to make it over with the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, maybe we should go someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Because there have been times when on Thanksgiving we just go someplace. It's
right,
not like the other kids don't have another place to go.
Yeah. You can go somewhere.
And she just said, I've waited a lifetime for a double oven. You think I'm going someplace?
Okay.
I'm cooking.
All right.
I said, perfect. Perfect. I know you have some place to go.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Morty,
yeah.
What about you? Now, are you covered? Do you need a place to go?
No, we're good. We do the non-traditional Thanksgiving.
Good.
We eat Korean barbecue.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we go bowling.
I love it. I love it. Everybody has their own tradition.
Yeah.
I love that.
So,
I love that.
All right.
Sounds like a
Because
blast.
I know your mom's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you, I don't think you have family here, do you?
I do. I have a cousin here.
Oh, okay.
And his family.
So you do their Korean barbecue.
That sounds like a blast, actually. Yeah. I love that.
No cleanup.
Yeah.
And see who gets the highest score.
See?
Me, 64. And then and then we go home.
Oh, Marty.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That was your rating on the Freddy meter yesterday, too, 64.
Yes, so. I know. That's your lucky number. Jeez.
Wow. All right. Sunshine today with a chance of rain tomorrow and on Thanksgiving. Possibly some snow in the higher elevations. High today and tomorrow in the low 50s, 43 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know coming up.
Yeah, millennials may be getting rid of something else in your workplace.
All right, we'll find out what that is, plus some other things we think you should know after poison.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Doing a secret Santa at work this year. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Well, now hear me out on this. Millennials, not a big fan of these. Survey found that 73% of workers between 23 and 38 contribute way more than they can actually afford to workplace events like Secret Santa. 35% say they wish their boss would just stop them. And to be fair, about 30% of all workers say, yeah, go away, Secret Santa.
I don't think we do it here, do we?
Yeah, we do. At the Christmas party, we've done it. Yeah.
Whenever that's going to be.
Can participate or not participate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when millennials chip in, they tend to spend a lot more than their older coworkers. And you're talking birthday parties, things like that, you know, when you pitch in for cakes and all that stuff. Average millennial spends almost $200 a year on office celebrations compared to $125 for everyone else. So, yeah, maybe you want those to go away. I don't think it'd be a bad thing. You know, like I say, if you want to do it, you can do it. There's the group that does it, the group that doesn't.
Right.
Another survey asked people what intangible gift they wish they could give someone. We're talking about health, things like that.
Oh.
That was number one. Top five, good health, peace of mind, time, patience, and rest. Those were the top five that people, you know, wanted. If you want to try to, you know, give someone something to help that along, like a fruit of the month club, something like that, and then if you want to give someone patience, just tell them to calm down after they've dropped a couple $100 on something really cool and you gave them pears.
Well, I don't want to wreck it, but that's what I was thinking about getting you is patience.
The fruit of the month. Patience. Oh, I would love that.
But I don't know how to wrap it.
I am the most impatient person on earth. Oh, my God.
That's
Andy
why I thought,
always like,
when I talked to Monica, she goes, oh, my God, that's perfect.
Yeah,
and I said,
Monica calls me Princess Patience, by the way.
Are we exchanging gifts on this morning show?
Well, I Yeah.
Normally, you're very good.
I mean, we don't have to do anything. If you choose to get something, you choose to get something. Okay. I don't want to do that whole, you know. Well,
I mean, out of all the people in the building, I'd rather get something for you and for morning.
Exactly. I am.
Care less about the other people.
Yes, there you go. Let it be known. By the way, just so you know, for morning, Christmas is on Christmas.
Okay.
Still don't know when his birthday is. She.
Yeah, since that was such a big shock.
When is your birthday, Morty?
Shock.
Today.
Yeah.
Man. And this, let this be known, it's around the corner. A research actually has shown that Thanksgiving is the most popular time of the year to conceive. So be careful or have fun, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
That blows me away because after you're done eating, you really don't want to do anything.
I know. That's what, eat earlier. Let it digest. And hey, honey, how you doing? In honor of Mike O'Brien.
My wife, Jody, would say, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, really hot, Mike. That's really hot. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Given there's $1 billion on the line, what would you be willing to eat?
Ugh.
So they took this survey. They put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, what they asked was, is there anything you wouldn't eat for $1 billion?
Now, when you first brought this up off the air before before the show this morning, I thought you were talking about stuff like broccoli or you know, foods that spinach.
Yeah, no, Mike, no. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you.
What's the number one food?
The number one thing that people would eat for $1 billion, 56% said they would eat a plate full of spaghetti with lots of dandruff sprinkled on it. For $1 billion, they would eat that.
Well, you know what?
I'd do that.
I would, too.
For $1 billion?
For a billion?
Okay. Yeah. I'll go, let's see here.
I could mix it up, right? They just don't put the dandruff on top and...
Well, yeah, either way, you're still eating dandruff.
I get it, but if I don't see it, I don't feel like I'm eating it.
Sure, why not? I don't think there's one thing I would eat. 27% would eat a large bowl of freshly clipped toenails. Yeah. See, anything that will kill me? No. What am I going to do with the $1 billion now? No, I'm not going to do it. That could totally obstruct your whole...
Okay.
What's scary is that someone had to have done this to come up with this idea.
Okay.
What was third?
Actually, I shouldn't say that was third. Second, people would drink a gallon of clean toilet water from the bowl right after something really gross was flushed
down
it. 44%.
When you say drink, just like a little cup or...
No, drink a gallon.
Oh, a gallon?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is.
Is there even a gallon?
Now, do I have a week to do it?
Like all in one time? Or?
That's probably the only thing I might think about doing.
You do that in one go because a week is like it's multiple uses.
Wow, yeah. Somebody did what?
Just one go at it.
You know what?
Yeah.
I want to find like two or three people on the phone at 702-739-9636. We're going to tell you what else is on the list.
Oh, my God.
And just tell us if you would or wouldn't.
Yeah. $1 billion. This is $1 billion.
That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
Billion. Not million. $1 billion.
Right.
All right. Just find a couple of people. 702-739-9636. Just call us up right now. We'll mention what else is on the list and tell us thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, some of these make me itch.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, just throwing it out there. For a billion.
$1 billion
on the line. These are some of the things that people would consider eating or drinking. The gallon of toilet water
After somebody did whatever in it, something disgusting, but then it was flushed.
That seems to... Well, that and the spaghetti with dandruff
on it.
You know, like when the guy comes around and goes, you want some grated cheese?
That's what Michael said. I'd eat the spaghetti. He said it would be like just having Parmesan cheese on it. Yeah, I'm sure it would taste exactly the same. Yeah, because that's like... skin. But, okay, sure. Sharon said, I'd drink the toilet water. Hell yes, that'd be easy. Okay, all right, Sharon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now, Kim said, I'm not saying that the stuff on that list isn't disgusting and stomach-turning and downright nasty, But $1 billion would buy a lot of mouthwash. So, okay.
That, now, see, that would be the next question, though. Yeah. Would you be willing to date somebody knowing what they did for the money?
Oh,
geez.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Let me just... So, okay, those are all...
Take time and think about it.
Yeah, those are all palatable, I suppose. Another on here... I hope you're not eating breakfast, but...
Well, it's too late.
Yeah, it is. Oh, those are nothing. Would you eat a whole raw, rotten chicken? I'm afraid it would kill me, and I wouldn't be able to...
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Yeah, 27% of the people said they would do it, by the way. They'd eat the whole raw, rotten chicken. Other people, let's see, 10%. This is probably the very lowest. 7% would eat a large live rat.
Nope.
And, oh, God, 10%, I can't even, would eat a cupcake made of earwax.
No. Even for $1 billion.
Oh, and almost 20% would drink a gallon of year-old expired milk. Are you people nuts?
For $1 billion.
For $1 billion. Like you said, Morty, you don't eat that.
All right, one more question.
Yeah.
Do I have to pay taxes on it? Or do I get off?
Oh, shoot. I'm only making like $750 million?
Just
hold on a second then. Yeah, I know.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
I'm from Los Angeles. My name is Gerald. I have a question.
Oh, yes. Boy.
The group, the band Guns N' Roses, what's the name of their main song?
What's the name of their main song? Like the number one song they're most popular for?
Wherever We Go.
Oh, that's Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, Mine.
It's actually Oh, Mine, but yeah, you'll find it.
Oh, Mine, okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you,
go
Gerald.
Go Knights Go. Go Knights Go.
Yes, very enthusiastic. Go Knights Go.
Thank you.
By the way, Gerald, let me ask you, for $1 billion, would you eat a plate of spaghetti with dandruff on it?
Yes.
I think I've gotten a few people who are okay with that. That's the question, Gerald.
Yes, I would.
Yeah? Okay. For $1 billion, would you eat, and these are real questions, would you eat a foot-long sandwich? Ugh. Of live cockroaches.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's where he draws the line.
Yeah, because they're moving.
Oh.
All right, Gerald.
Yeah. Thank you, Gerald.
Okay, Carla.
Such a gross topic.
It is a gross topic.
What you would eat or
it's
what
really
people
gross.
Would eat for $1 billion.
Yeah, it's funny because some people said I have just really strong rules on food. I just won't touch certain things. So, no, I don't care how much money. I just wouldn't touch any of it that you guys have mentioned. Now, Teresa said, okay, well, I put my oatmeal down pretty early on. I think I'm done eating for the day. I'm so sorry. She said, no, I've been trying to drop some weight, so this helped me tremendously. Sorry, Teresa. And I did warn people, mm-hmm. You know, if you're eating breakfast. But, yeah, it's amazing what people will put away for money.
You noticed I haven't had my oatmeal yet?
Yeah, I know.
So put that off for a couple more hours. Your first chance to grab some Wham, qualify for the 5K. We're giving away from Dollar Loan Center. Do that after KC.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Awesome. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go. It's the last day, people. Get in on it. Your first Wham code word, turkey.
Turkey? T-U-R-K-E-Y, turkey.
Text turkey to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Once again, this hour's Wham code word, turkey. Now spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket and qualify for that big $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, turkey. 59457 is where you text that. Good luck.
The Wham code word this morning, turkey, T-U-R-K-E-Y.
Yes.
That's the word. You text to 59457 or enter it through the website or on our free KKLZ app for a shot at $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center that we'll announce tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. So if you qualified and won some wham, you're in.
I am so excited.
$5,000. A little extra spending money for Christmas.
Yeah.
Just in time. So you have a couple of minutes to text the word turkey or enter it through the website or on our free app, the 59457. And we'll announce a winner a little bit later on. Next half hour. Sunshine today with a chance of rain tomorrow and even on Thanksgiving. They say possibly maybe some snow. Compared to what people are going through back
well,
east.
Well, yes, exactly.
We'll be fine. High today and tomorrow in the low 50s. About 47 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Kendall Jenner, she might be the next one to do it.
All right, we'll find out what that is, plus some other stories after Kansas.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a little sports news for you. The guy's still sitting on his roof, too. The 0-11 Cincinnati Bengals named Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback for Sunday.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I hope they have a priest for Andy for last rites on. Jeez, man. I'll tell you, they're going to keep trying, but this guy.
It's crazy, I know. Yeah. And I'm stuck in it, and I can't get out of it. No, like I'm stuck.
It's so boring, man. I hate not being around my family. Yeah. I'm going to stick with my word, and eventually they have to win.
Well, yeah, well, they don't have to win.
No.
He's going on week 12 now, staying on his roof. Oh, goals. Hashtag goals. On-demand audio and video streams. Listen to this. Surpassed 1 trillion this year. 1 trillion people. This is for the first time in U.S. history. Streaming is huge. Kendall Jenner's friends and family really want her to start a family.
Yeah.
Her friends, her sisters can't even believe she's 24 now and hasn't had one marriage annulled yet. So, you know, she's falling behind, Mike.
I mean, there's a certain level that you have to, as a Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim's been married like three times, I think.
And does Kylie have the time? She's such a savvy businesswoman.
Yeah,
Kendall,
well, they're both, basically. They're both. You're right about that, though. I know. Don't do it. Don't do it, Kendall. Don't do it. And the Motley Crue, boy. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison Tour.
Yeah.
Costing promoters $3.25 million per show. Motley Crue, $2 million. Def Leppard, $1 million. Poison, $250,000. What?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Motley Crue is headlining this tour?
Apparently so, because if I were Def Leppard, I wouldn't be stepping on after them for $1 million.
What?
Yeah. $2 million for the Crue. Def Leppard, $1 million. Poison, $250,000. Know about that one. That seems odd to me.
It does to me,
too. Doesn't
it? But I bet, you know what? If there are some Crue fans out there, Def Leppard fans out there, are you surprised that it seems like Motley Crue is headlining, getting paid more than the two other bands? A lot more.
But they say, like in comedy, when there's the three comic format, that feature spot, that's a sweet spot right there.
Okay.
You do a little shorter set. You're off. You're home by like 9.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what Def Leppard's all about. Maybe that's it. We'll get out of there early, okay?
You know what? It doesn't matter to us. Hey, I just want to mention, we can change the music here. The Mike and Carla Morning Show, helping out Salvation Army, adopting 5 families in the Las Vegas Valley who might need some assistance over the holidays. So if it's you or somebody you know and you want to make their Christmas brighter... We did this last year. We had such a good time with it. Boy, you talk about humbling and making just a feel-good feeling.
Yeah.
Submit an application. You can do that through our website, 963KKLZ.com. But you only have until tomorrow to do it.
Right.
So make sure you get on it. It's all the information. All the information is on our website, 963KKLZ.com. Mike and Carla's 5 days of caring along with the Salvation Army. You want more info, go to our website, 963KKLZ.com. Rick's on the phone. Rick, what's up?
The DI Express eastbound.
at the convention center tunnel, there's an accident or something. So if you're going that way, save a little extra time because it's a parking lot right there.
Going eastbound on DI in the tunnel.
Yep.
Thank you so much for letting us know.
You guys have a good day, guys, and happy Thanksgiving.
So if you can avoid that area, I guess that would be the best suggestion, right?
Yeah. Boy, that sucks getting stuck in there.
I want to play you this audio. This is a 31-year-old guy in South Carolina. Created a new dating app called Singularity. And ladies, if you're listening up, you might want to, this might be a great app for you if you're looking to date, but there is one codicil to this whole thing.
I love it.
Listen to this guy talk about it.
Hi, I'm Aaron Smith, co-founder and CEO of Singularity, a new dating app for women. Singularity saves you countless hours of swiping by just matching you with me. Swipe right on a profile to like it or hit the green button. Swipe left on a profile or hit the red button to skip it. And hit the black hole button to emit a blood-curdling scream when you realize what life has become. Go find the Aaron Smith of your dreams. Visit SingularityDating.com from your mobile phone.
Now, I know it sounds like a joke, but it's not.
It's well, he posted it on YouTube. He's looking, you know, looking to date. And he posted it on YouTube. I would totally go out with this guy. What a great idea. Very clever.
Aaron Smith.
Yep.
A new app, a new dating app called Singularity.
Yeah.
So as many women as they want can join this.
Yeah.
He's get on one. This app, but he's the only guy.
Only one you can go out with. That's right. Not a lot of swiping, so, you know. I like it.
Not
I
a lot of thinking
it.
Either.
Yes.
Either you like him or you don't.
Oh, that is great.
If you get a response from him,
perfect.
Then life could be good.
Perfect.
But I thought, it sounds like kind of hokey.
Yeah.
But it really is a true app. So.
Yes.
You give the guy credit. He's trying. He's trying something. All right. Those tickets for Maroon 5, we have those to give away. Do that in about 7-8 minutes. 96.3 KKLZ.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
For the last couple of days, we've been blowing out tickets for Maroon 5. They're going to be in town end of the year. Mandalay Bay Event Center tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's going to be a great show. You have a chance to win. So what we've done to give away the tickets this morning, 3 bands, they have numbers in their name.
Yes.
Like Maroon 5.
Right, exactly.
So from this medley, identify all 3 bands with numbers in their name. In order, here's the medley. That's it.
Oh, that's smooth. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Listen closely one more time. Here it is. All 3 bands have numbers in their name. If you can identify all 3 bands... by their name with the number in order.
Okay.
We'll get through news and weather. Start with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Maroon 5. All you have to do is identify all 3 bands with numbers in their name from this medley in order. Here you go. Carla, we have Michelle on the phone. Michelle, can you identify each of the 3 bands that have a number in their name in order?
Oh, I don't know the first one.
Big.
U2.
Oh!
All right, what are the other 2?
Haircut 100.
And the last one?
38 Special.
Yeah! Good job!
For somebody who didn't totally know.
Michelle, I thought we were hanging up on you right away.
I thought you were too.
I love it!
My finger was shaking.
Oh my gosh.
You are going to see Maroon 5.
Yes, thank you so much.
Happening at Mandalay Bay Event Center. This is going to be Monday night, December 30th. What a great way to wrap up the year. Hang on. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And Michelle, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Carla, Elaine Royale got the call. that she put $100 in her pocket.
Thank you so much. You made my day.
Congratulations.
I'm just getting over the flu.
What are you going to do with the extra $100?
I'm going to go to bingo.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Extra right? hundy?
Yeah, you're darn right.
Go play some bingo.
Why not?
Well, Elaine is already qualified for the $5,000 grand prize we're giving away. We announce that winner in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. Your next chance to win after coming up 9 o'clock.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. The Wham code word this hour, how appropriate. It's gravy.
Gravy? G-R-A-V-Y, gravy.
Text gravy to 59457 or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app. Once again, gravy. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance to win $100, of course, and also qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. We're giving it away tomorrow, provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham code word, gravy. Text it 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. Boy, this is just wild. A guy in Pennsylvania got into a fight last week with his sister about who would get to ride shotgun, her or his girlfriend. The fight turned physical when the cops intervened. Then the guy got into a high-speed chase with him, and both he and his sister would wind up getting arrested.
Okay, so well
over
good.
Shotgun.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That was a big bone of contention, you know, in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Shotgun.
Whatever. Yeah, shotgun.
Flip the coin.
Yeah, and if you called shotgun, you got it.
And by the way, if I'm driving, my girlfriend sits up in the front seat.
Not your sister?
No.
Barb's not sitting up there?
No.
Jody is? Oh,
yes.
Wow. Blood is not
Well, maybe Barb.
Okay, maybe Barb. That's right. Sue, no, but Barb is.
Tom, no.
Right, yeah, it's in the back seat.
Well, she's the oldest one, so. Red Lobster, I do this for morning. I wish he was in here.
I love this, I know.
Red Lobster selling ugly Christmas sweaters mm-hmm. with a built-in insulated pocket to store your Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yes! Oh, I love those things. We were discussing those earlier, Morty uh-huh. and I. Oh, they're the best.
Yeah.
The best.
So if you go to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And who doesn't or who hasn't?
Yes.
If, for one reason or another. And a lot of the reason is you go is for the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Right. Right. Well, now you got a biscuit warmer in your sweater. Jeez. I mean, who doesn't want a biscuit warmer?
Cheddar Bay biscuit in your sweater? You just happen to see me.
It's wild. Minnesota doctor, Happy Thanksgiving is his name. Happy Thanksgiving, Reynolds. Celebrate her birthday on Thanksgiving Day, of course. Now, she says, my parents were hippies. I was just the child of hippies, and they decided the universe was helping them name their daughter. So it was a magic time for them, she said.
Aww.
I'm someone you're not going to forget based on the name. Happy Thanksgiving. I love it. And Mike, on the flip side,
I didn't know that was a girl's name, by
Happy.
The way.
Yeah, I know. I know. I knew a Happy like 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Female. Also female.
Okay.
And three adults, in keeping with your last story, arrested fighting during a Powder Puff football game in Illinois. This is a high school, you know,
right.
When the girls play, you
the
know.
The seniors play the juniors or underclassmen.
Exactly.
Or class people.
Yes. One of these students, aunts. Confronted several students. She said they were bullying her niece, so she was like, come at me.
Yeah.
And it turned into just a huge brawl with all the adults. Men and women punched in the face. Police had to come and arrest a bunch of the parents.
That's embarrassing.
Thanks a lot, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you so
Next time,
much.
Leave Auntie at home.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. That's why I don't bring you guys anywhere. You can just drop me off like a mile from the scold because you guys suck. You suck.
I'm sorry, what?
Get inside right now!
Okay.
Exactly! It is Tuesday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
something good.
As we do every morning, we'd like to end the show with a bit of good news, and it's just local, and I kind of want to share it with you. One of our listeners and his wife, Reverend Russ, and his wife, Rena, They're doing a couple of things today. They're doing Project Homeless Connect's annual event. It's called the Champion Center, and they're handing out that Bombas socks that you see online occasionally. Not cheap.
Mm-mm.
They gave them thousands of pairs of socks to hand out to the homeless who need these socks. They're handing those out today. Now, on Thursday, if you're looking for, you know, a Thanksgiving meal, God forbid you're, you know, if you're down on your luck or listen, you just want to do Thanksgiving with some people, you know, and just have a nice dinner. They have brought together 25 turkeys, all sorts of stuff to go with it. And they are feeding whoever would like to come by 11 to 5 at Abundant Peace Church. That is at 1690 East Flamingo Road. Like I say, 11 to 5, it is free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you need somewhere to go for Thanksgiving.
Or know somebody.
Yes, absolutely. Please point them in that direction if you can remember that Thursday, 11 to 5, Abundant Peace Church. And Russ is a great guy, and he's a kind of a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And just a good man.
All right. So that's why we always say, if you know of something happening, a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. So submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Universal Solar. Recap of the show. Well, we found out which each of us would eat for $1 billion and which of us wouldn't eat what.
I don't think I'd eat any of it. I just don't think I'd eat any of it.
Really?
For
$1 billion?
No.
Okay.
No, I am afraid it would kill me and I wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
We also found out what aspic was
I was going to say, if we'd eat that for $1 billion.
So if somebody invites you over for aspic.
Listen, we're going to have turkey and all the fixins and, of course, aspic.
Yeah.
Look it up, people. A-S-P-I-C.
And Cincy fans still on the roof in his home waiting for the Bengals to win, even after this past weekend. It is, you know, even his dad.
Oh, great.
Hold on. Where is he? No.
Get inside.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Get inside right now.
That's the coach of the Bengals.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, I wanted to say, John Grant, who's listening to KKLZ out in Summerlin.
Nice.
He got the call. He put $100 in his pocket.
Oh, great.
Congratulations. What are you going to do with the extra $100?
I'm probably going to give it to my grandchildren.
How about that?
Oh,
I like
thank
that up.
You,
Divvy Papa? That up and hand it out to the grandkids.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush. He'll have your next chance to score some WHAM, put $100 in your pocket, and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize we have to give away courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. We do that tomorrow morning, by the way. We'll have the grand prize announcement in the 8 o'clock hour, so make sure you're listening. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.